Insurance. It's not the most exciting thing to talk about, but saving money is. Don't you just get the best feeling when you save money? Well, that's where the Canopy Group comes in. Most insurance companies have one agent representing one company. That's really limiting, isn't it? That's why Paul Borchert and Jeff McDonald created the Canopy Group. They give you 30 specialists with 16 separate insurance companies to find you the best deal. I mean, some of the names you'll recognize, like Nationwide and Progressive, some you won't. But here's what you get with the Canopy Group, an agency that will shop for the best possible coverage from all these different companies. And as your needs change, the Canopy Group continues to find you the best coverage, and numbers don't lie. The Canopy Group, just as last year, saved their new clients an average of $810 on auto and home insurance. Yeah, what are you waiting for? Find out more at thecanopygroup.com or call 800-967-3389. The best coverage at the best price? It's the Canopy Group.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
It was the craziest thing yesterday. It was cold and snowy and gross out, and Vaughn decided to make Thanksgiving dinner.
What? Oh,
we had Thanksgiving in April last night.
How was it?
It was everything you want. Homemade stuffing from homemade bread.
Oh, yeah, I'm so jelly.
And homemade gravy, mashed potatoes, the whole bit. Like, it was awesome. And I thought, why don't we do this more often?
Yeah, why is it saved for just that one day of the year?
Like, it's the best meal. Everybody loves, for most people, most of us love Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
And yet we do it just the once, maybe twice a year. Yeah. Oh, it was so good. We need to do more of these things for ourselves.
Yes, yeah. And you have leftovers now, I'm sure. They're going to be delicious.
Yes. Oh, yes. And I look at him and I go, how do you just make Thanksgiving dinner on a Monday night?
Yeah, just, I
Who
think right now
that?
I'm gonna.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah, I just whipped it up. Took me like an hour and a half. No big deal. What?
Oh, man, he's so gifted.
Isn't that just crazy?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that dude, he is probably one of the top like three cooks I've ever had food from.
Well, and he takes it to the next level.
Well, he's probably the best. I don't know anybody else. I was just trying to sound fancy. You called me. He's easily the best. I don't know anybody. Son of a bee. God, I was trying to sound like I had like two friends who were chefs or something like that.
Yeah, I want to hear the other two.
Nah, there's nobody. Oh. Dr. Feelgood, he's a good one. Uh-huh. It's Vaughn. Vaughn is those stuffed mushrooms that dude made.
Yep.
I mean,
crab
they're the
stuffed.
Size of a hubcap and they're delicious.
Yeah.
And I remember for best friend's Christmas is what I called it. Nobody else did. when I went over there, he forgot to put them in. And Ryan in the middle of it goes, oh my gosh, the mushrooms. They sent him home with me, Des. He told me the baking. He goes, we have too much food now and we've already gotten halfway into this meal. Take them home and enjoy them. And I did every single bite of them.
You guys, now I'm hungry. Now I
know.
Want stuffed mushrooms and a full Thanksgiving meal.
Oh, I know. Is there anything better? Come on. Mm. And the dressing.
Oh, that's
my favorite. I think out of all of the Thanksgiving meal, it's that.
Mm, and then covered in gravy.
Yes.
Homemade gravy. Yes.
Yum.
Okay.
God,
all
Vaughn,
right.
Well, let's do this thing again when you're feeling it.
Oh, is that funny? All right. So who's getting random suggestions on Facebook? Because Crisco's getting these comments from your family about the three things you're being targeted for. What is this?
So Ryan actually was the one who made me aware of this. What you look for, what you search, what are things that you're talking about are what's on your Facebook. Like my Facebook is very different than Dez's Facebook or very different than Ryan's Facebook.
Thank God.
It's not anything dirty, Dez. You would love one of them. It's burgers.
Yeah.
Oh, you
it's literally cheeseburger. I randomly followed like a MSP burgers. And now every other post is, I got this burger. This burger's located here. This burger's located here. It's everything. I was collecting a couple things for sports memorabilia. And now it's like $10,000 Air Jordan sneakers signed by Michael Jordan. I'm like, why? Why is it so aggressive? Why are you? So now they notice that everything on there, and of course, wrestling, everything is those three over and over and over again. And then you look at my brothers and it's like movies, movies and just like random other stuff. And it's just taken over.
That How is much? So funny because my Facebook, very different looking feed from yours. It's investing tips. I have a lot of travel suggestions and how to retire early. Those are the things that I continually get in my feed all these people advising on different, you know, articles and whatnot.
Yeah, you're trying to advise to be done with work forever, and I'm trying to advise on the best burger in town.
Yeah, mine I've noticed lately, I looked up a while ago, keto meals, some, you know, just different recipes for it. They come up like crazy. I was just searching a trip here quite a bit in this last, like, couple weeks. Oh, it is vacation, rentals, hotels, sunny places. And then the rest is all just food.
They just feed on you. You're right. It's you look up a recipe and they're like, did you see that you can make banana bread French toast from scratch and six ingredients? You're like,
I get none of that.
Really?
I get no food, nothing related to food. It's all, this couple retired in their mid-40s and here are the three big mistakes they made. I'm like, ooh, yes. What did they do wrong? Let me learn from them. Click, click, click. That and now that I've been trying to find a place to, you know, take a camper. I'm trying to go on this big RV adventure and it's not happening. There are no camping spots available all over Minnesota. Don't even try.
Oh, that's so sad.
It's like, ridiculous.
You know it's not just that weekend either.
Yeah.
The weekend that you're trying to go, it's probably all summer long.
Well, and I found the most perfect camper ever. It has a queen sleep number bed in the camper.
Oh,
that is so great.
It's a 32-foot long camper with the knockout sides, you know, what do you call them? The pop-outs or whatever they are?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
It's fantastic. It'd be so fun. And I'm like, Vaughn, we're going to go all over Minnesota. We're going to just explore and have the best time. And nope, cannot find a place to park that beast.
Not even one.
Not one. I have looked at private campgrounds, parks, you name it, anywhere. Nope, they're all booked up.
Jeez.
I'm telling you, people, I hope you have your Ring cameras turned on. And I hope people lock their doors because, like, everybody is leaving town. Like, it's going to be just a ghost town around here this summer.
Yeah, especially for those big weekends, like Memorial weekend, 4th of July weekend.
Uh-huh. And then I thought, do we really want to be on the road? Do we want to be out driving with every other freaking camper?
Maybe not.
You know? No.
So I'm rethinking this.
Maybe this is more of a fall type of a camping trip.
What are you going to do instead, though? Because this isn't for your July vacation, right?
Yep. We moved it, and we're going to move to our townhome, and I'm just going to use the time to, like, move in.
That's kind of nice.
So we're staying here. Forget it. I'm not doing it. Not going anywhere.
No, I mean, it
They're
does.
Done.
I know. Okay.
Uncle.
Right.
You've got other vacations, though.
Yeah.
Buddy.
You're fine.
Yeah, I'll be fine. It just would have been fun.
Yeah. Especially looking forward to it that much. It's not like you just on a whim tried to get something to happen. Like, you've been super excited about this.
Yeah.
And then to find the camper, that's even worse.
And it's perfect. I should send you the link. You should rent it and go out of town with your family for your time off.
You should.
Yeah.
It would
be a blast. Is it going to be any better to go anywhere else? I mean, to park it up for the night anywhere else?
Well,
or no?
You're in May. It's not as busy then.
No, it's not. The season hasn't fully kicked off. And you were talking about doing, like, South Dakota.
Yeah,
right?
What? South Dakota. I've got my mind all over the place right now.
That's
I don't
true.
Really have straight.
There's an update.
What?
Oh.
Well, Crisco's buddy found out that,
yep.
that he said, no, he's free.
Oh.
Yeah.
One friend doesn't want you to come visit him.
So now the other friend.
One who just moved, by the way, over the weekend to Pennsylvania. He just moved over the weekend, and he is in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
He is working for his new pest control company, and he is he's living large. He went out early so he could have Monday to explore the new state.
Has he seen the lady?
No, funny part is they actually have become farther apart.
Of course they have.
So she still talks to him. She still communicates with him. But I think this has done nothing but really make him go, this is just my excuse to get out of town. He's wanted to move for a long time. Oh. And I told him, I said, that's what you have to approach this as. Just use this as your excuse of why you wanted to leave the state of Minnesota and be friends with her. That's all you're going to be with her. You're never going to be with her.
Right.
And so now he wants me to come out and then spend some time with him. And I said, dude, you just started that job. You're not going to get vacation time in May.
He's like, well, you can ride shotgun with me on my way to kill bugs.
Yeah, there is one thing I will not do, and that is go ride around with somebody killing bugs. I don't want bugs. Remember, he's the same roommate who brought in a dead
brown recluse
spider. Yes, and he was like, can we just keep it here?
Ugh.
No, there's a big fat no. And I told him, I was like, oh, I think they canceled my vacation.
All right. Well, let us know what you decide.
Wait, is he listening right now?
No, he doesn't listen to me or the podcast.
Well, if he did, that vacation has been canceled.
Yeah. It has been. Oh, yep. Boss is right here.
Yep.
It just got canceled right now. Son of a gun.
Too bad. did you guys hear that there's a legendary restaurant in St. Paul that's not going to reopen its location?
Oh, this breaks my heart.
Yeah, Blue Door Pub, right?
Blue Door Pub on Selby, Des.
No.
They have other locations, so before anybody hears it and is like, what? They have other locations. I think one on Como, one in Longfellow.
Uh-huh.
They have other locations that you can look up and find.
Did you get this on your Facebook feed of all your burger news?
I did. I did. That was a pretty big deal.
It all ties together.
I mean, it could have been, but see, maybe you got something on how they could have saved themselves from the pandemic.
From financial ruin.
Financial ruin or whatever the heck it was. But they're clearly doing okay. They still have multiple restaurants, but that place is iconic. It like the lines that place used to have out of it just to get in to try their Bluesy. That was the name of the burger.
The Bluesy, delish.
The Jiffy burger. That thing.
Wow.
That thing took years from my life.
Oh, sorry. I'm reading some advice from Ray Dalio on how to retire by 42.
Could you forward it to me?
Oh, Fort Cute.
Oh, wait. Did you say by 40? I thought you said in your 40s.
Oh, that's sad.
I forget I'm old.
Oh,
he wants to get to that age to retire, and you passed it.
And Des has got two young children to support. She's going to be working till she's an old, old lady.
Yes, yes, I am.
Oh, yeah, she'll be at least 67, 68 going, and here's what's trending.
I had a friend whose daughter was in dance on Facebook, and she was complaining, because I imagine Dusty would probably get into something like that, maybe gymnastics, whatever. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, no, this is super great. I'm just in year one and a half of dance, and I'm at $12,000 invested into dancing class.
No.
Oh, but what are you going to do? Tell your daughter no?
I know. It's like, wait, I don't understand why you have to, like, can't you just go to dance class and enjoy it? Go to gymnastics and enjoy it? You have to be, like, the next Nadia Comaneci, or you have to, like, I mean, you have to dance, you know, ballet in the New York Ballet Company. Why?
I don't understand why parents have to pay for all this stuff. If I wanted to do something, guess who paid for it? I did. When I wanted to do anything with, like, going to Boy Scout camp, for example, that was the highlight of my summer, going to Many Point Scout camp. Oh my God, it was the best. But we had to do fundraising for our pancake breakfast.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we did that, yeah.
And then we would pay for it that way. But, like, there was no, like, free anything. If, like, I wanted stuff for to go camping, I had to buy that stuff myself.
Now, this is a bad example, but sports? If you wanted to play a sport, would you have to pay for that yourself?
I mean, if you would have wanted to.
That's what I said. It's a bad example.
No,
I
they probably would have paid for that. They'd be like, oh my God, yes, he wants to try. Larry, we are paying. Yeah,
he wants to play football.
I just meant, so any of that stuff you had to pay for, whether it was whatever you wanted to do. So did you pay for speech lessons?
Yeah, no,
like the speech classes.
It was free through high school.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know. I don't know.
I went and had speech lessons.
Well, I clearly need them. Did you have like the debate?
No, I was not on debate team.
Oh, well, you could have been a good one.
No, I did this speech team, and we're coached, you know. Mm-hmm. You'd go in for practice.
Yep.
What, Des? Oh, okay, she wants to make fun of me. Go ahead.
I know.
Go
I was ahead, on Des. The, hey, you would never know it, but I was on the speech team up in the ninth grade.
Oh, that takes away from your speech stuff, Ryan.
Well, no, I went to state.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
No, I didn't. I decided I wanted to have a life.
Oh, there it is.
Okay.
Okay, I just had to get one zinger in.
One little zinger.
Virgin, funny.
You were a loser.
I mean, no, there's no way you were a loser.
Do you see what I'm talking about, Ryan? There are more and more signs every day that come out that she was that mean girl in school.
Totally. Just a flat-out bully.
Flat-out bully. How many kids did you give a swirly to with you and your group of model friends?
Yeah.
You think we'd give swirlies?
Yeah.
No, you had other people. You went, do it. Swirl them.
They would have liked it.
Well, if there's anyone who deserves a swirly, it's Crisco. Seriously.
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
I just have to tell you, Des.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was like in high school, but the way he uses the restroom here at work.
What?
It's really awkward and uncomfortable. Can I just paint a picture for you?
No, please don't. I'd like to stop you right here. You can tell everybody else. I'm going to head out.
No.
I got a thing out of time that I need to leave for.
We know you have nothing other than peeing at random YMCA camps.
Yep, that is true. That is a fact.
So I walk into the bathroom, and there's the big guy straddling the urinal almost. His legs spread so far apart. His left arm up on the wall, leaning into it. It was so weird. I walked in and went, it looked like I was interrupting something.
Yes, it did. Oh. It did look that way, but it was just me, you know, draining the main vein.
But what are you doing? Like, why do you have to do everything so weird?
I'm not trying to be weird. I'm a big guy. Don't know if you know that, okay?
I know that, but why do you have to do that?
I have broad shoulders, and they got that thing in there real tight. So if I just stand up straight and I'm going to the bathroom, she looks like I'm pretty stuck. And at any point, if I move wrong, I could get stuck.
Oh, no.
So buddy, spreading yourself out more by doing this.
No, believe me, right before you walked in, I kid you not, I stood up straight, and I was like, I'm going to try this out, see if this whole leaning up against thing, because the funny part is you think that I don't constantly have that thought of somebody walking in. I'm like, God, you know what's gonna happen. Ryan's gonna walk in here. Well, I got my arm up on the wall and he's gonna overreact and it's gonna be this big thing.
Overreact. You look like you were sexually assaulting that urinal.
First off, that is not true.
Her name is Grace.
Amazing Grace.
Number two, how many grown adults walk into the bathroom and see that and make a noise? You had to embarrass me in front of luckily nobody's here, in front of nobody, but you walk,
you couldn't believe what I was seeing. It was so inappropriate looking.
Would you take a picture next time?
That might cross a line if I'm snapping pics of Crisco in the John.
Yeah, it's if he is, wink, wink.
Oh.
I heard him snap a shot. Don't let him pretend he didn't.
No, I want a Men in Black myself so bad right now.
Just think about it. Like me, spread eagle.
Okay, all right.
No, I mean like moving I have my legs spread to the side, like draping and flinging.
Maybe you can have your own special potty.
He needs one.
Yeah, let's...
Let's work on that.
Try to get him one.
I did that up front, the one we have up front, and they actually asked me not to go back up there.
Yeah, well, that's reserved for Channel 5 people.
That's true.
They would rather you not use their restroom because Ken Barlow walked in and went, oh my God!
I'm going to treat that thing like 45.
What does that mean?
Well, if you watch the programming, you know.
No, I don't know. What does that mean?
Either.
You're going to rerun it?
Yeah. It's going to be reruns, all right.
Back to speech team, please.
Okay, so we got a text request. Please play the play-by-play on the podcast today. Someone missed it.
Oh, please.
You know, it wasn't our finest moment. This is what it would sound like if Crisco and I were to do a commentary for the Vikings.
Yes, and I thought it went better than people are giving it credit for.
Well, it was, you know, it was exactly what you'd expect.
Mm-hmm.
Not our finest moment. Our audition did not really turn out. I got bored. They make you watch footage of the Minneapolis Miracle.
Yeah, and the problem is it was only like a minute and 20 seconds.
I just got so bored, Dez.
Yeah, this is going to be tough for you to have this as a full-time job.
Okay, here's...
You think somebody's going to hire you guys after this?
No, I'm saying this would be really tough to sell as a full-time job if an 80-second clip, Ryan was like, I'm bored.
I couldn't get into it. But here it is. It looks like fans of the Purple Guys are just over this because they're packing up to leave. They're like, forget this. They're going to lose again.
Yeah, they're definitely ready to leave this place. The U.S. Bank Stadium could not be quieter if they tried.
10 seconds down, and they're going to lose the game.
Yeah.
And I am ready for happy hour. Are you ready to go? I'm ready to have something to eat.
Just 1 second, Keenan throws. Diggs caught it!
Should we have some wings?
Diggs just caught it. He's running in. He just
You know
scored.
What I want? Ooh, wings would be so good.
Buddy, just scored.
Burgers and wings.
No, but
Buddy,
just
I'll buy whatever you want. In fact, can we go now? No, I'm so bored with this.
No, it's you
what
can't
happened?
Be bored. They just scored.
Why
the
is everyone
touchdown?
Standing up? See, everyone's trying to leave. Why are we still here?
Buddy, they're standing up in excitement. The Vikings just won the freaking game.
They did?
Like right now, look at the replay. Look at the replay.
No, he looks really mad. He just ripped his helmet off. He's clearly upset about something.
Excitement. Look at that's Diggs. You know who Stephon Diggs is. He's running into the end zone.
There he is in the purple spot.
Yeah, no, that's the end zone, buddy.
Oh.
That's the end. That's what you want to do to score. Woo!
Okay, so is it over now? Or do we have to play extra innings?
Extra innings is baseball.
Are we in overtime then?
We are not in overtime. The Vikings just won the game as the clock expired.
Go Vikings. Woo! Can we go now?
We are closer to wings, but we have to do the pregame.
Pregame? It's over, buddy.
I know. I'm so excited. I meant postgame.
Okay, I don't want to do that. I'm out.
Oh, no, wait for me.
Okay, bye.
No, I'm coming.
Go Vikes.
You're hired.
What are you going to do?
Not that anymore.
But now I definitely want wings.
Me too.
Oh, I'm in. Oh,
if it was like nice out, we could go be on a patio.
Oh, I know.
But we can't, Des.
No. Soon. Soon. Make sure you download PodMN, because while you're listening to your favorite Minnesota-made podcasts like ours, you can win free things like restaurant gift cards, some cool experiences, shopping gift cards. It's all at PodMN.
You've been listening to Chris, Des, and Ryan.
After Hours.